Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, we'll save our Bronco fun for when Petey gets here, because Skin Dog here is a Bronco fan, but he's more realistic.
Yeah, he knows.
He won't lash back at us, but I'm guessing Petey's going to lash out.
They kind of suck.
Because Petey really hates the Chiefs, man.
And, you know, we all can admit it when our team kind of sucks.
Yeah. So.
But remember, the Broncos won a Super Bowl in the last 6 or 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to hear that in 2 hours. Yeah. All right, relax. We're going to hear that in 2 hours. That exact same line.
Hour 20.
Right.
Keep that exact same line we're going to hear in an hour 20.
Keep that in your back pocket.
Yeah, they won a Super Bowl, and they'll be picking first next year in the draft.
No, top five.
I think Miami's got that wrapped up.
Okay.
And you suck with your starting quarterback, too. I don't blame teams that have down and out seasons when their quarterback goes down like mine. And a lot of teams do that. Looks like Mahomes might be out for a couple weeks at least, they said. But I didn't jump up and down and cheer Mahomes. I don't really hate Mahomes. I'm not a big Chief fan, obviously. Their fans can be annoying as hell. But he seems like a likable guy.
I was going to hate him next week, but I don't have to worry about that.
You hate him when your team plays him. He doesn't seem like a regular dude, man.
If he's out for 3 weeks, he won't have to play the Vikings either.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
That's good.
Good for you. The bad thing is, if he's out for a long time, the Patriots walk right into the Super Bowl. So we'll look forward to that. That's already depressing, thinking of the Patriots back in the Super Bowl. Comedian buddy Josh Blue is going to be in the studio later on this morning. Josh is the funny bone this weekend. And comedian Jamie Kennedy is going to phone the program also a little later on this morning.
Yes.
Final score was, Chiefs 36, Broncos?
30-6.
Yeah, I turned it off at 23-6, I think it was.
The baseball was 8-3.
Yankees go down good.
Oh, let's see. Another game tonight. Game 5 tonight, and Houston could wrap it up.
You know what I love about playoff baseball that looks really annoying? Because if you have if you get decent seats, you know, lower bowl, up and down the dugouts, around the back. Not around the back so much, not around home plate. They're not, but sometimes. But up and down the dugouts, everybody stands for 9 innings.
Oh, yeah.
And they do in Boston. They do in New York. I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Baseball is not a stand-the-whole-game sport.
It's not a stand. You stand up on third strikes on big innings when the bases are loaded, that kind of stuff. I get that. And I know it's the playoffs, but you're standing the whole freaking time. That would just suck. I paid $5,000 to stand for 4 hours.
It's worse at football games.
Yeah, but football, you feel like you can stand in football.
Yeah.
I think you can. It's shorter, it's different, and people do sit down once in a while in football.
Once in a while.
They don't sit down in baseball.
It's an up-and-down thing.
It's an up-and-down thing in football.
Yeah.
Especially in the stands, but it's definitely not an up-and-down thing with baseball.
Last night was sit down.
They stand up the whole time in baseball. The Yankees, Red Sox fans.
So if you're just a couple rows up, that's got to be annoying.
This guy's not a tech stupid guy. He's pretty techy. We're not on TNT Radio Empire this morning.
I can check.
All right, please. Thanks. This friend of mine is not stupid. I got stupid friends. He's not one of them.
Right. Well, they're all your friends, so no, they've made bad decisions somewhere.
Early on.
I did get on the social media yesterday and posted the fact that the old apps, the really old apps that this show had,
which I thought still around,
right, are now dead.
Right.
And I instructed people what to do.
I know, I saw that. Yeah.
And then three posts later, sometimes our listeners are idiots.
Right.
A guy gets on there and says, try the Todd Tyler app and does this and Puss needs to fix that. And I didn't yell at him, but what part of those apps are dead don't you understand? What kind of instructions? Did I leave any information short there? Because I thought I was pretty thorough, but I do like the fact that when anything goes wrong, they just blame Puss.
I love that they think I'm that smart.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not.
We have tech people above Puss.
That is way above my pay grade.
You try to get the podcast out there. That's your responsibility.
Yeah.
You'll throw the segment out there.
Yeah, but even there, I upload it to one place, and then it gets pushed out to three or four other places automatically. I have no control over that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening. No matter how you get the show, we make it tough for you sometimes. It's also on the radio, three radio stations. And please listen and patronize your advertisers.
We like to make you work for
it. Yeah, we do. Whatever.
That kind of stuff happens when policies change, when you're owned by a different company every year.
Yeah, right. That is a problem.
So
our new company's trying to get some ding things done,
right.
And that's good.
The new guys...
Old company sucked ass.
New guys seem cool.
I could say that.
The old companies
sucked ass.
Really weren't committed to it. Mm. They really didn't care.
New guys do seem cool.
Yeah, we talked to them a lot, the old companies, and they said, we got a radio station?
Yeah.
Oh, not anymore.
We got bad TV got to put on.
I forgot we had radio stations.
Sorry, there's a lot of hard workers down the hallway that worked their ass off. But
Well, they know.
they're still with them.
They know of what
they're
we
still
speak.
With them.
They're still working for them.
Now I lost my train of thought. Damn it. All right. I forgot what I was going to say. Craig Evans will be here in a little bit. Petey Mack. We'll see. We'll test the waters with Petey on this game because...
I thought Petey was able to admit when his team sucked in the past, because there have been a couple of years where they kind of suck, but he seems awfully defensive of them. When this is probably the suckiest I've seen the Broncos in a long, long time.
Yeah, and you're not a hater. Your son was a big Bronco fan. Yeah. And
You know what cured him of that?
Living in Denver.
Living in Denver. He's like his old man.
Yeah.
He moves somewhere, and even if he kind of liked the local team, you hang around the local fans, and it's easy to turn on them quickly.
Yeah, pretty. We know that for a fact.
When you're surrounded by
LD seems to be cool about it. You're a big fan.
I used to live there. And
you roll with the Broncos. They lost last night.
Is that how you became a Bronco fan?
No, I was before, but I was more of a fan when I lived there.
Yeah. And why'd you come back?
He told me. I asked him that story. He was.
Is it sad?
Naked.
Is it a sad
story?
No. My dad was sick,
Okay.
Oh, you see what it is?
We came. Yeah. Yeah, we came back, and we never went.
Never went
back to Denver.
Never went. Craig Evans. What else? I totally lost my train of thought.
Yeah,
about this stupid podcast
too.
Crap and all this stupid streaming crap. God damn it! Damn it!
Well, that train's got a real loose grip on the tracks most of the time anyway, so it happens.
Yeah, it does, especially on a Friday.
Yeah, oh.
On a Friday.
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Do you like
Thursday.
Skin Dog or you like Naked LD?
Naked LD.
Yeah.
Skin Dog sounds creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Just creepier.
It does sound, it sounds creepier.
That sounds like you're on a list somewhere. You have to
skin
knock
dog.
On all your neighbors' doors.
Yeah, I'm Skin Dog. So you prefer Naked LD? Well, once in a while, depending on what flows off the tongue, we'll use both of those things.
Yeah. Scout leader, Skin Dog. You don't want that. But you're not a scout
leader. Don't
former
want
scout leader,
you don't
Skin Dog.
You don't want scout leader Naked LD either.
Yeah,
you
know? Even the Boy Scouts called and said, don't even call yourself former.
No, he was a good leader. They could use the pub. You know?
Yeah, he left those kids in the woods, though, when his dink got all stopped up. Just left him there.
Well,
yeah. There was other adults.
Well, staying there with your dink all stopped up is even creepier, don't you think? Hey, look at this. It's all stopped up.
Yeah. Did you think some kid had pranked you and tied it in a knot?
No.
No?
What, his penis?
Yeah, because they're good at knots.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it turned out there was something medical that was plugging it up.
You get a badge for that?
That'd be a long penis.
Penis knot tying?
Dick tying knot. Well, we don't know.
You're glad I lost my train of thought, right?
We don't know.
That's all I had left was Skin Dog and LD.
What Naked LD is packing, because all we see is his ass.
Yeah. Do not tempt him. I don't want that shot the next time he's naked somewhere.
I don't think it's illegal here.
No, I don't want the dink shot. You know, I don't want to, you know, anyone sending me some dink
pic. Did you investigate the piece that was sent to us about the 50 places in 50 states?
I've seen that in the past.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay. Anything interest you?
I think the
that may be where we found the Kansas place, but.
Yep.
Well, this time of year, you'd have to investigate the ones down south.
Down south again, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
There's one in Oklahoma that one of the T95 listeners.
Oh, that's right.
His wife's a principal or something. She does something that you know, she doesn't want to run into other people. So
got
they
it.
Go down to Oklahoma so they the to kind of ensure that they don't see
but
anyone.
But you did throw out her profession right there.
there's a lot of schools.
There's a principal in one of the schools. So if you're at school today in Wichita, look around. One of your principals like to get naked somewhere. All right. They all get naked.
Probably more than one.
Yeah, probably more than one.
Yeah. I mean, naked outside of the teacher's lounge.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Recreationally naked.
Craig Evans, Petey Mack, Jamie Kennedy on the phone. Josh Blue will be here to make fun of Craig because Craig stutters. And Josh is mean. And Craig's next. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.